first thing, he said, put it in your heart. And if you put other stuff in your heart, that's what's going to have out. That's what's going to come out. If you put poverty in your heart, guess what's coming out? You put curse in your heart, guess what's going to come out? If you put confusion in your heart, guess what's going to come out? Strife in your heart, guess what's going to come out? Always griping, guess what's going to come out? Disagreement, rebellion, guess what's going to come out of you? Because the heart going to grow what you put in it. It's going to produce what you put in it. And God's word is life. If you want life like God said it and want it in the abundance and ability that the word gives it, you put the word in. Out of your mouth, you speak. And it comes to pass. Not enough devils and demons in existence can stop it. They don't have it. They don't have the ability. They don't have the skill. They don't have the plans. They don't have any of those things to stop this mighty moving force. It only stops those who put a little dab in, let the birds come along and eat it up before it grows. So I read again. For as the Father has life in himself, so he had given the Son to have life in himself. And has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Who is he? Who is he? He's the Son of Man. What did that mean? He's a man like you and me. He was a man. That's the way he operated in this earth, like a man. Like you and me, anointed of God. We got the Spirit of God on us, in us, and the Spirit of God to flow through us. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And so when Jesus came to the earth, he laid aside all of his deities, I told you, his divinity. Who being in the form of God, Philippians 2, 6 and 8. Listen to these verses, and I want to move on. Who being in the form of God, Philippians 2, 6 through 8. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of a servant, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Okay? He willfully went to the cross and died and went to hell in our place. I said, he willfully went to the cross, died in our place. When he did, he spoiled principalities, powers. He spoiled them and all the works of the devil. When you spoil something, anybody ever had anything to spoil? What it become when it's spoiled? It become no good. It's not usable anymore. It won't work. It's ruined. He ruined the devil. He disarmed the devil. He stopped the devil work in your life. I'm telling you what he did. That's what he did. He spoiled it. He disarmed him. He stopped his work. Colossians 2:15. Having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He didn't hide it. He exposed it. And you should know it. It's been spoiled. Disarmed. You can flash a gun at me all you want to. If it don't have no bullets in it, you're no threat to me. You can talk all your talk, how you going to do this and how you going to do that. But if it's not armed, you can't. Then but talk your talk. Satan, I told you he had power. But here's where we mess up. He's flashing his, he's talking all these words. See, God disarmed him when it comes to a believer. Y'all got to get this. He don't have no bullets. And you crazy enough because he start talking that talk, you arm him to shoot you. No, I'm healed. No, I'm strong. No, I'm more than a conqueror. I cannot be stopped. He said, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to kill you. You can't kill me. You can't stop me. Hallelujah. What are you doing? You're keeping him disarmed. Throws his fiery darts. The face shield puts it out. Fall to the ground. He can't pick it up and reload it because it's out for good. He had to come up with something else because that one he can't use no more. Woo. Why? Because God spoiled him. And God wants us to rise up and take dominion in this earth and stop this stuff going on in your life. Stop it in your family. Stop putting up with this stuff. I stop you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Satan been spoiled. Disarmed in the name of Jesus. He's been spoiled. He cannot use this stuff he's been using against the other folks. Hallelujah. Because you have someone, somebody in you, greater, bigger, stronger. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. You need to know it. Hallelujah. When he's raging in the earth, you need to say real bold because some people won't do it. But you need to speak up. You ain't coming here. Not to this house. Not on this property. This property belongs to God. I've given everything God, everything here is to him. And you have no right to come on this property. You have no right to come on this property. This property is God's. And you take your stuff and you go. Because by his stripes, I'm healed. In my mind, I have taken the word and renewed. I know what it says. My mind is not confused, but my mind is renewed. In my heart, God lives. And where God lives, you can't dwell. Because I made him the Lord of my life. And I can say the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So you have to take your want somewhere else because I don't have them. Because I got a Lord. Yeah, y'all don't hear me? Or do you hear me? Do you hear me? I tell